Hello, neighbors, and welcome to Haunted House Flippers. This podcast is merely a work of pure fiction, I assure you. Should you find any similarities to anyone living or dead, or to the experiences discussed, it is certainly only a coincidence. Since you've come this far, I recommend you listen with headphones whenever possible. But if that isn't an option for you, well, I won't judge. And lastly, if you've enjoyed this experience and would like to support the cast and crew while getting some rather interesting and unique rewards, please look for us on Patreon. For the rest of the details about the show, episode transcripts, links to social media, and merch, make your way over to our website at hhfpodcast.com. Thank you for your time. May your experience be splendid.
Hello, hello, my spooky friends. Just a quick recap on what's been going on in my life. My wife and I recently inherited the motherlode of all haunted houses, an old Victoria home nestled in historically spooky New Hampshire. So, as a professional paranormal investigator, I am going to do my very best to document every single thing that occurs on the property while Janet and I work to restore it. My ultimate goal is to provide indisputable proof of the other side. Oh, and if anyone wants to reach out to me with questions or comments, you can email me at ghostguytom@gmail.com. All right, let's get right into it. And remember, if you've got it, haunt it. My name is Tom Miller, and this is Haunted House Flippers. Episode 10, One Last Try. Good evening, my spooktacular friends. It is I, Ghost Guy Tom, and I am about to make my second attempt at utilizing this summoning circle thing to see if I can open communication to the other side. In preparation for this potentially monumentous event, I have candles lit, incense burning, lights are up, cameras are rolling.
I think I'm just going to head off to bed. I am absolutely
What?
What do you mean, what? What on earth are you wearing?
It's called a cloak. Oh, I thought it might have been a necessary piece that I was missing from my last attempt. What? Why are you still giggling?
Oh, it's nothing. Do go on.
Do you really not know what a cloak is?
Sweetheart, I know what a cloak is. I had my goth phase. That just looks like it's made out of repurposed vinyl picnic table cover.
It kind of feels like it. Hey, you know what? At least it's probably not flammable.
It'll melt. Trust me. I have experience.
Oh. I'll just take this off.
Yeah, take it off, baby. Show me what you got underneath.
What now?
The Taco Cat boxers and the anime tank top really sell the mysterious sexy necromancer look.
Shut up. It's hot.
I really hope you are referring to the room and not your outfit.
What, you don't find this sexy?
I am sure that someone out there has a trailer park kink.
Is it you?
It is not.
I'm not sure if I'm disappointed or relieved.
Good night, Tom.
I'll wake up if I summon something.
Only if they're cute, please. I have standards.
What is that supposed to mean?
Good night.
Whatever. Anyway, friends, let's see what we can make happen, shall we? I am lighting some extra incense. Really, just for effect at this point, since my cloak didn't work out. I've got my Tome of Incantations, and... Silent watchers of this house, I call to you, Bala Hecto Amrigo! With this mark, I open a window of communication. Sal Riago Mahakto Zai Siento. If you are present, make yourselves known. Allow yourselves to be seen. Tala Ramash Ikto Val Hoto. I'm not going to lie, friends. My eyes are closed. But I think I can feel the presence of something in the room. I think I can hear something moving around. On three, we're gonna look. One, two. Oh my god! You know, I like most cats. But I don't like you. I also like most dead things. But I don't like you. Where did you go? Oh, probably opened up some dimensional rift and ran through it. Wait, did I summon you? Did that actually work? What is that? Is that a dead mouse? Did you bring me a dead mouse? Why? Screw it, I'm going to bed. Oh, there you are. Fine, I'll get you a can of food first so you can just stop bringing in unwanted dead things. Come on, you stupid corpse, let's go.
Well, you're up early. Did you even come to bed last night?
Yeah, but you were out cold. I could hear you snoring from down here. You sounded like a diesel generator that was failing to start.
Ugh, it's my secret mating call. Anyway, what are you doing? I haven't seen you buried that far into a laptop screen in a while.
Yeah, I'm just looking through the video I recorded last night.
Anything interesting happen?
I think I summoned your stupid cat.
My baby! How is my sweet boy?
Easily dead by 10 years. Scared the bejesus out of me, left a dead mouse on the floor, yelled at me for a snack, and then left.
Aw, you fed him? See? You don't hate cilantro that much.
That's debatable. And you do realize that he probably lives somewhere else and just comes here for extra food, right?
He can do whatever he wants because he is perfect.
Anyway, he came out of nowhere. I'm just trying to see if I actually summoned him or not, or if there's any movement other than cilantro, but I'm just not seeing anything.
I am shocked. Is this today's mail?
No, it's yesterday's.
Not for us. Not for us. Not for us. Did none of the previous residents change their address? Most of these aren't even the names of people who lived here.
Yeah, maybe the ghosts would like their mail.
Hey! Alice Bennington! Do you want a quick and easy way to pay off your debt? You can get pre-approved loan with just, Jesus, 28.4% interest. You want this? Didn't think so. You're a smart girl. Oh, what is this?
What you got? Pizza coupons?
No. Possibly better.
Also debatable.
Today and tomorrow is the 45th annual Unkanunik Town Festival. Townwide yard sale, local artisans, food, games, music. Oh, you can even get your face painted.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Wanna go?
I'm gonna get tiger face paint.
And I know you are not joking. Let's get dressed and head out. It started like an hour ago.
I am dressed.
No. No, you are not. Damn, I am really glad we are more or less walking distance to here. Look at all these people.
I didn't think this town actually had this many people.
Yeah, for real.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. I make everything by hand using recycled materials. Feel free to pick things up and try things on. Let me know if you have any questions.
Sure, thanks.
Whoa, hon, check it out. Meet occulty stuff.
Ooh, damn. Look at all the skulls. Nice.
Morning.
Hey there.
Good morning. Oh, hey, you work at the grocery store, right? Sandy?
Just about everyone outside the grocery store calls me Andy. Andy Ironwood. Since we didn't get to be properly introduced before.
Wait, oh god, that was creepy of me. I am so sorry.
Oh no, that's alright. I recognize you too, but I didn't want to chance making you uncomfortable. You seemed a little bothered last time with everyone knowing your name.
Yeah, it's a little odd, I won't lie. I'm Janet, but you already knew that. This is my husband, Tom.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Tom. Wait, are you... You're not Ghost Guy Tom, are you?
Oh my god.
Oh my god, yes, I am. Hi, hello.
I knew I recognized your voice. I've heard you a couple of times on Big Daddy Louie's show.
Aw, thanks.
I love your antlers, by the way.
Thanks. I just thought that they might fit in a little better with the festival today.
Do you listen to my recordings?
I haven't had a chance to yet, but I intend to. I love your ghost hunting stuff. Hi. Good morning. Welcome to Ironwood Ways.
Well, definitely let me know if you do. I would love some feedback.
Yeah, if you do, that would make one of you who actually listens to it. Ironwood Ways. You make all this?
Yeah. It's a business I'm trying to start up.
So, do you make all this on your own?
Most of it, yeah. I have some runes, some scrying mirrors, wood carvings, bones, these adorable little taxidermy displays, maybe some crowns, but all the remains are collected ethically.
I want it. All of it. I absolutely love this bat skeleton.
And I'll happily sell it to you.
Oh, there's the face painter.
Oh, Lord, you are like a child. Andy, I will definitely be back. We just got here, so we're going to keep looking around for a bit. Have a great day.
And I'll be here. Have fun.
Hey, have a nice day.
You too. Janet?
Yeah?
The sheriff is walking around.
Okay. Is he looking for me or something?
No. At least I don't think so. I just thought you'd like to know.
Ah, gotcha. Thanks, Andy. Oh, wow. There you are.
So, what do you think?
Well, you definitely got your face painted.
Yeah? Do you like it?
Well, it's like if a Day of the Dead celebration crashed into a Tony the Tiger convention and then went on to be a luchador. Yes, I love it. It's cute.
Thanks. You should go get yours done, too.
I'm good, but thanks.
Well, you're no fun. Anyway, you see anything neat out there?
Well, the people in this town definitely have some weird things in their houses. I've seen so many antiques that I have no clue what they even do.
And you're pretty good with weird old things.
Accurate. I manage to work with you on a daily basis.
Would you say I'm more weird or old?
Solid 50-50 split. I'm getting hungry.
There's cotton candy over there.
Ooh. While I appreciate that you know my insatiable addiction to cotton candy, I was thinking actual food. Do you see anything you want?
Might I recommend the barbecue shack over by the stage?
Jesus! Hi, Sheriff.
My apologies, Mrs. Miller. I didn't mean to startle you. And please, call me Robert. I'm off duty.
It's fine, and Janet will do. Mrs. Miller reminds me of my 6th grade English teacher, and we don't need those memories.
Loud and clear, Janet.
Mrs. Miller is also my mother, just as a reminder.
Yeah, but unlike my English teacher, your mother isn't a monster vaguely draped in human skin. Robert, this is my husband, Tom. Tom, this is the sheriff I mentioned. Robert. Ross, was it?
Yes, ma'am. Good to meet you, Tom.
Likewise.
Glad you two could get out of that musty old house and come to our little town gathering.
I definitely wouldn't call this little.
Yeah, well, she's grown quite a bit in these past few years.
I guess we just don't get out enough. We didn't realize there were this many people in town.
Oh, folks come from all sorts of neighboring towns every year. It's become a pretty good attraction. I love seeing all the new shops popping up. But really, I'm here for the food.
Barbecue does sound really good right about now.
Their pulled pork is to die for, my friend.
Awesome. Thanks for the recommendation.
I'll let you two enjoy the day. Before you go, I would very much like to have a word with you and your husband about your home renovations when you have a home. The sooner the better.
Sure. We have all the permits needed so far, I think. A friend of ours helped us out with all that, so...
No. Oh, no, not that. Those are all in order, but frankly, not something I or the town particularly care about.
Noted.
I mean, we can talk about it now if you want. It sounds like it's kind of urgent.
If you don't mind.
No, now is as good a time as any.
Let's take a walk, shall we?
This cemetery is beautiful.
It is, isn't it? Sometimes I just like to come here and sit. clear my head. It's always peaceful. Even with all the hustle and bustle of the town today, it's somehow still quiet up here.
So, why are we up here? Like, we're remarkably further away from the barbecue than I would like. And you know me, I love me a good cemetery, but I really love me some good ribs.
I'll be brief. Janet, Tom, this is Hillside Cemetery. This is the oldest cemetery in town, with the first burial dating back to the early 1700s. And due to its age and smaller size, there hasn't been a burial here for about 30 years, and there shouldn't be any more going forward.
That's fascinating and all, but why are you telling us this?
There is something about this cemetery that most folks don't know. In here, there are three headstones that have empty caskets buried beneath them, and quite a few caskets that have occupants and no stones.
Wait, for real?
Quite real indeed.
You have my attention.
We have four occupants with identities I am not legally at liberty to discuss, and 14 additional boxes for occupants we have yet to find. The three with markers are two parents and their child.
Aw, that's really sad.
Oh, God.
You okay, hon?
June, Lloyd, and Rose.
Yes, ma'am. Being that they were members of this town, when enough time had passed that everyone knew they were gone for good, they had a ceremonial burial. Now, the others that I mentioned you will want to know about. Something that was not likely ever disclosed to you because we've been a bit tight-lipped about it. And I would appreciate it a great deal if it stayed that way.
Yeah, sure.
Got it. Lips are sealed.
Now, some years back before your grandfather moved in, a couple of folks took over the house. They didn't buy or own it. They just sort of silently swooped in and took over. They were quiet enough that most folks in town never noticed. But then they started fooling around with things that they shouldn't have. They got some friends involved. In the end, we found four bodies in that house, but the records that they had kept led us to believe that there had been 15 present on the night that something awful happened.
What happened?
I'll give you those details another time. What few we have. That's a bit longer of a story.
Where do you think they went?
Oh, God.
These were all local folks. Normal, blue-collar people like you and I, they got swept up with something they didn't understand. And since some of that wouldn't sit well with the locals, we told everyone that they didn't make it out of a nasty fire that had broken out at the old mill that day.
This is all really interesting, especially for the potential of a lot more ghosts in the house. But I don't understand why you're telling us this.
I do. You think they might still be in the house somewhere.
What? Really?
I do. It's only speculation, but since you discovered their old sigil under the parlor floor, that tells me that there were sections of floors and walls that could contain evidence we didn't know was there.
And by evidence, you mean dead bodies.
That is correct, Tom.
I appreciate all of this info, Sheriff, Robert, but why are we doing this in secret?
Janet, do you know what would happen to your house if you reported finding not one, but possibly 14 bodies in your home? You and Tom would lose your home. It would be an active crime scene investigation that would take years. I don't want you to lose your home. And also, I don't want to tarnish some good names in this town. There are just some stories that are best left untold.
So, what do we do if we find something, or someone?
I want you to call me directly, and I want you to not to tell a soul about anything you find. I want to help you.
I appreciate this, Robert.
Yeah, thank you. This was a really weird chat, but thanks.
I'm happy to help, but I just wanted you to be prepared for what you might find. All right, enough of this dismal chat. I've got a jack-a-melon contest to judge.
Jack-a-melon?
Oh, sure. You can sign up to carve jack-o'-lanterns out of watermelons. I think you might be a little late to enter the contest, but you can carve them all day today.
I need this.
I have never heard of this.
Oh, it's nothing special, really. This festival tends to have a little bit of everything. Santa should be rolling in on a fire truck sometime this afternoon.
Amazing.
All right, you go get some lunch, enjoy the festivities, and have yourself a right fine day.
Thanks, Robert.
Bye, Sheriff.
Tom.
Yeah?
Do you know what this means?
That the number of potential angry ghosts of murder victims in our home has just skyrocketed?
And we might find bodies in the walls. How cool is that?
This doesn't wig you out at all?
Hell Hell no! Did you not hear him? There is a solid chance that there are people entombed in the walls and floor of our house, and anyone who knew about it is long dead.
Wow. You are giddy. It's a little unnerving.
I am just really excited. My life is about to become a true crime drama. Come on! You know what? I changed my mind. I want my face painted, and then we are carving some melons. I can't believe you got kicked out of the jack-o'-melon carving area.
I wasn't kicked out. I was politely asked to leave.
That's a polite way to kick someone out. It was kind of justified, though.
I don't see why. It was clever.
You know why.
It was Frankenfurter as a hot dog. It was clever.
And you know exactly what it looked like.
It wasn't intentional. I'm just not as good as carving things as I'm at drawing things.
Those children probably need therapy because of you.
No one would have noticed if you hadn't yelled out, "Happy Halloween."
It was too good not to pass up. Oh, thank God, I can finally see the house.
I don't remember the driveway being 2 miles long.
It's not. We're just really out of shape.
We should walk more. I don't know, maybe work out.
Yeah, and probably eat better too. After we finish off these 4 bags of cotton candy.
Yeah, we should. But we won't.
Nope, not a chance. Cotton candy is life.
On the bright side, neither of us sweat off our spectacular face paint.
And with our luck, it's permanent.
Is that a note on the door?
Weird.
All right. It says, Thomas and Janet. No, it's from Lee. I didn't want to disturb you while you were enjoying the festival in town, so I opted for a note rather than a phone call. Please give me a call when you have a few moments. Regards, Lee. I really hate these notes.
I think they're cute. I'll give them a call.
All right. I'm going to go hide all these bags of cotton candy so you don't eat them all at once.
Hey. That's probably a good idea now that I think about it.
I know you.
I am weak for the fluffy flavored sugar. But I am following you. I need to know where they are.
That's kind of the opposite of hiding. Just call Lee and stop following me.
Fine. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Well enough. Did you enjoy the town festivities?
We did. We had a really great time. Did you make it down at all?
I did not. I'm afraid my general disposition towards social situations and large gatherings makes me a less than ideal candidate for such interactions. But I'm glad you had a good time.
I totally understand. Anyway, we got your note. You said to call.
Ah, yes. If you aren't busy, I'd like to stop over. I have something for you.
Sure. Come on over. The door is unlocked.
Splendid. I'll be there momentarily.
Cool. See you soon. Are you just wandering around the house with my cotton candy?
Yes. Go away. I'm hiding these.
Give me a bag for now.
No, you just ate 2 bags in town. These are being hidden. Now scoop. Go.
You're the worst.
Okay, but let me try one more time, please.
Hun, I get it. I really do. The sigil is fascinating, but we can't keep the parlor floor ripped up any longer. This room needs a floor. I need this room to have a floor.
Can't we just use, like, the lower floor instead?
Oh, yeah, sure, because a fireplace that's chest height is completely normal. No, look. If we can make it discreet, maybe we can make a removable panel or a trap door or something so that it can still be accessed, but we need to move on with the work in there.
Hello?
Yeah, you're right. Can I just give it one more go?
Hi, Lee. And Thomas, yes, one more. Tomorrow we are finishing the floor. Deal?
Deal. Hey, Lee.
Sorry about that, Lee. What's up?
Your face paint is charming.
Oh my god. Yeah, it was an interesting day.
I see Thomas is a sports mascot and you are a zombie cat.
She's cilantro.
Yeah, and it's probably permanent.
That's unfortunate. Anyway, I came by because I have something for the two of you. I know you were disappointed in the lack of bedroom furnishings from your thrift store trip, so I did some digging in my father's old storage and I found an antique bed frame and nightstand. They are old but still sturdy. I believe it's the right size frame.
Thank you. You didn't have to do that.
I have them out in the truck if you want to help me unload them.
Yeah, sure. I can give you a hand.
Do you need me, or can I do my thing?
No, we got this. You do your thing, and then we'll get the bed set up, figure out dinner, and tomorrow we can start on the floor.
Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, crap. Wait right there. I almost forgot.
Huh? Where are you going?
Just wait right there.
What is happening?
I haven't the foggiest idea. So, friends, I was about to start my ritual when my wife just blurted out something about forgetting a thing and...
Okay, I'm back.
And she's back.
Here.
What is this?
It's a present. It'll help. All right, Lee, I'm ready.
You got me a cloak? This is a real cloak?
That's my old cloak, from back when I was cooler than you.
I mean, you still are.
I mean, I wasn't gonna say it. Anyway, if you wreck it, I'll kill you. But I thought it might bring you some good luck.
You're amazing. I love you.
I know. I love you too.
My friends, my wife is amazing. She got me a real cloak to wear. I am so excited. It fits so nice. Okay, so... this is the last chance that I have to try and summon something using the sigil. We aren't getting rid of it, but we need to keep doing renovations, and that means it gets covered up. Oh, shoot! I'm missing my favorite radio show! Well, I'm not going to be able to call in, but it can't hurt to put it on in the background while I do this.
You will give me some luck.
Anything else I can help with?
No, I think we're good. Oh, wait. One sec, I left my phone upstairs. I'll be right back.
Sure, I have nothing pressing. No! Just cats. Human-like shape.
All right, my spooktacular listeners, everything is set up. Cameras, audio, and video recorders, lights, and candles, and incense. And I think I'm on the right track for the correct pronunciations of this incantation that I have. I think. So we're just going to give this a go. Are you going to stay and watch, Lee?
Unintentionally.
Excellent. Well, buckle up because we are about to get spooky. Silent watchers of this house, I call to you, Bala Hecto Amrigo. With this mark, I open a window of communication. Sal Riago Mahato Di Sianto. If you are present, make yourself known. Allow yourselves to be seen. Tala Ramash Ito Valhokto.
Well, radio comes to...
When you said you were going to step away, I didn't expect you to...
Well, this is unexpected.
Lee? Is that you?
Hello, Lewis.
Yeah, so when we were at the festival today, we... Oh my god. Oh my god, I... You're a...
That's two for two, eh? You think it's the horns?
Probably. Your height is a bit on the intimidating side as well.
Ah, well. Why are their faces painted like that? Never mind. So, how are you, old chap?
Confused, but I'll resolve that later. Come on, we have a mess to clean up.
Haunted House Flippers is an original podcast written and produced by J.D. Laureate, who also voices Tom Miller. Our social media presence is thanks to Melissa Croft, who also voices Janet Miller, and our graphic design and website is thanks to Adrian Johnson, who also voices Lee. Our amazing cast of talented voices for this episode sees the return of Leslie Richard as Andy Ironwood, as well as additional voices, Mike Gagne as Sheriff Robert Ross, and Rick Croft as Lewis. Ironwood Ways is a store owned and operated by Leslie Richard, and you can find it online at facebook.com/ironwoodways. And Mike Gagne's about to dive into a new season of his own horror podcast, Boston Harbor Horror, which you can find on nearly every streaming service available. The live band that you heard was The Penniless Jacks, and you can find links to their music at facebook.com/thepennilessjacks. You can find links to all of these sites on our website, Facebook, and Twitter. Our theme music is Buzzard's Bay by The Shortcuts, and yes, ghostguytom@gmail.com is a real email address. This wraps up the final episode for our first season, and we want to sincerely thank all of our listeners who we never actually expected to have in the first place. Your love and support is what drives us to make this show, and we cannot wait to bring you Season 2. If you'd like to support Haunted House Flippers, either monetarily or by just helping spread the word, you can find easy links to our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as all of your listening options at our website, www.hhfpodcast.com. That's www.hhfpodcast.com. Thank you so very much for tuning in. And until next time, until Season 2, remember, if you've got it, haunt it.